You know when you start losing weight and then all of a sudden you just stop? Like what you've been doing isn't working anymore. The scale hasn't budged. Your pants haven't gotten any looser. And you're like, what is going on? I've been doing all the things and nothing's working. Well, there's a reason behind this. Many times it has to do with one of the largest organs in your body, your liver. So today we're going to dive in to uncover some of the hidden links between the health of your liver and weight loss. And we're going to explore how your liver functions as a metabolic powerhouse. It influences your ability to shed pounds effectively. This is a really important one, especially if you've noticed that you started to lose weight and now it's just stalled. This is going to help you. Also really helpful to know what foods will support your liver so that you can maintain your weight loss moving forward. Maybe learning about the liver doesn't sound so fun, but I promise it will benefit you beyond your imagination. And of course, I'm going to sprinkle in some Jesus, because that's what we do in this podcast. And believe it or not, when I share with you the scripture that basically was the influence of today's topic or episode topic, I was actually surprised, but this is what the Lord dropped, and I'll share it in today's episode. Speaking of Jesus, you know, I have this one of my favorite testimonies that I love to share is this one. I'm going to read it to you. It's from Terry. She went through my 12-week Trinity Transformation weight loss program. This is what she said. My goal for the 12-week program was not weight related. It was to form a relationship with Jesus and build an understanding of how to eat to nourish my body. The 12-week program far exceeded my expectations. My relationship with Jesus has grown tremendously, and I can't get enough of him. I feel my heart glowing with his love. I nourish my body with healthy, nutritious food. I no longer crave sweets. I tried eating cookies and they don't taste good to me. Yes, the inflammation that I had in my body is gone. She capitalized G-O-N-E. I have lost weight, dropped several clothing sizes. Faith, fitness, and food really works for me. I plan to continue this even though the program is over. My journey has just begun. Thank you, Andrea, for your guidance and support during the past 12 weeks. I am forever grateful. Thank you, Terry, for that powerful testimony. And I love that she was just like, wasn't weight related. She wanted to form a stronger relationship with Jesus. Amen. Don't we all? That is where the transformation happens. If this is something you are looking to do, you can just go to my website. The link is in the show notes. And connect with me there. Send me an email and just say, hey, let's talk. I want to know more about your 12-week program. Hey, woman of God, are you sick of fad diets that only get you temporary results? Are you looking for a simple, foundational, faith-based weight loss framework that will fit into your busy day so it becomes a lifestyle? Are you ready to break free from binge eating, overeating, sugar addiction, self-sabotage, and the battle with your scale? It is time to let the chain breaker Jesus move mightily into your weight loss journey. I'm Andrea Lynn. I am so excited that you're here with me on Christian Women's Weight Loss. I remember what it felt like to be 75 pounds overweight, exhausted, overwhelmed, riddled with poor self-esteem, low self-image, and unworthiness, until I was radically saved by Jesus and he made everything new. With 20 years of experience and numerous certifications in fitness and nutrition, I'm here to teach you everything I know about food and fitness while making faith your primary drive as a busy Christian woman wanting to lose weight and keep it off. If you're ready to let the Holy Spirit transform you from the inside out while getting your body, which is God's vessel, healthy, so you can rise up and live out the calling that God has on your life, you're in the right place. May the Lord give you ears to hear, eyes to see, a heart that's pleasing to him, along with a body that will be transformed for his glory. Let's dive in. All right, here we go. We are going to dive into unlocking your weight loss potential and how supporting your liver can break through those plateaus. So this is going to be a good one. Like I said in the beginning, if you've, you know, you're on your weight loss journey and you're doing really well, and then all of a sudden you're stuck, the weight's not budging anymore, this is really important then for you to listen to. Also, if you are on a weight loss journey, you know, and supporting the one organ that is the really important in keeping your weight loss going. I mean, when we understand the importance of the liver, you are going to look at how to nourish it very differently. So first, I want to share with you a little bit about the liver, you know, what is its role in weight loss? Why is this important to you? I want to share that with you. I want to share a little bit about what it does so that you can understand what's going on in there. And then I want to share with you some top heavy hitter food and herbs that will help you when, you know, you're stuck, when the scale is stuck, when you want to maintain your weight loss. All of these foods that I'm going to share with you, I think there's about 7, if I remember correctly, 7 foods that are important to start increasing, making sure you're having on a weekly basis to support the liver's function. Okay, so like I said, your liver plays a really important role in your weight loss and in your weight control. Your liver is your largest organ. Although sometimes I hear the skin is your largest organ, but I think when they say this, they're talking about internally. It's not exposed. Okay. It's the major fat burning organ in your body. And raise your hand if you'd like to burn fat easily. Yes, that's me. Thank you. I know you too. Your hand is up. So it's the major fat burning organ in your body. And how well your liver functions has a direct connection on your metabolic rate and your energy levels. And if I had to say, if it had a personality, it'd be really busy. It's a very busy, busy, busy organ. It's like, it's doing all these things. It definitely can multitask efficiently. God is so good the way he designed this organ of ours. It's responsible for a large number of important functions in the body. So it's interesting because, you know, I think many of us just think, oh, it's a liver, you know, and we think don't drink alcohol because it makes it fatty liver. But there's so much to the liver that you don't even realize that it's doing for you, such as it can burn fat, yes, or it can create fat out of glucose or protein. So isn't that cool? It can either burn fat or create fat. Here's the thing. When your liver is healthy, it's also able to pump excess fat out of the body via the gallbladder and bowel. Okay, so one of its responsibilities, I told you it has many, is to metabolize your hormones. And the cool thing is that it can break down excess hormones your body no longer requires, and it is responsible for activating other hormones involved in your metabolism. So if your liver doesn't regulate fat metabolism efficiently, weight gain tends to occur around the abdomen. And sometimes you can see around the upper abdomen, there's a roll of fat, and this is called or sometimes known as the liver roll, because it's like a direct sign that the liver is not functioning optimally. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying every upper roll of the abdomen is a liver issue, but I'm saying that many times they see the direct correlation of the liver not functioning properly and the upper abdomen having this liver roll, what they call. But please don't go freaking out and be like, oh no, I got a liver problem. Okay. And here's the good news is that we can support the liver to start to become healthier and more efficient anyway with everything I'm going to share with you today. So if the liver stops burning fat and starts storing fat, this is many times what you're experiencing when you're stuck at weight loss or when you're just like you can't maintain it. This is why, because the liver isn't burning like it should be, but it's storing. So it's just slightly off and it needs some tweaking. That's all. And this is the thing, is once it gets what it needs, it starts burning the fat again efficiently. And then the weight starts coming off gradually. And sometimes I hear women say it felt like it was effortless. Okay, so now its role is, you know, it's burning fat or storing it. But also, like I said, or I mentioned briefly, that it plays a role in regulating hormones. So a healthy liver will break down extra estrogen in the body. If it's sluggish, then estrogen levels start to rise, which will result in weight gain, cellulite, and sometimes even fluid retention. These hormone imbalances also could give you the premenstrual syndrome stuff and the bloat before your period. I was just having a conversation with one of my beautiful clients tonight about this. She's like, I'm going to get my period and I have some bloat and I have all these, the signs of your period coming. So sometimes if we just give the liver a little support, these start to fade naturally, and that's exciting. Your liver also plays a part in thyroid hormone metabolism. So the main thyroid hormone, the T4, gets produced in the thyroid itself, but it has to get converted into its active form, which is T3. And the majority of its conversion is done in your liver. This is why when you want to lose weight or even maintain a healthy weight, it is really important that you pay attention to the health of your liver. Now, I'm not saying this so that you go stress out about it. Again, this is about just giving you the information, educate you on how your body is functioning and foods that God has given us to support the body that He's also created and given us. You might have even heard that the liver supports in detoxing the body. And that is true. But here's the thing. There are a lot of fad diets out there, as you know. There's a lot of talk about you got to do this detox and that detox. And it could just be overwhelming. But can I just say to you that God's design of your body is highly intelligent. And you can support the liver, you can support its health, but the liver is designed to cleanse itself naturally. God is so good. So if you give it the right foods, it will do this organically, okay? But if you're giving your body excess sugar, excess alcohol, excess processed foods, and you're depriving it of nutrients, then you're putting the liver into... basically, it's working overtime and it might not be functioning at optimal efficiency, which might be one of the reasons that you're battling still with the scale. So I highly suggest getting away from those things that are bogging your system down, not only the liver, but all parts of your system. Okay. And there are other things that the liver does. I just wanted to highlight the main reasons why your weight is being affected because of what happens to the liver that's incorporated in your weight loss and in your weight gain or whatever's going on. So just know, again, that we can improve the health and the function of this organ. And I want to dive into the top 8 foods, 7 or 8, I don't remember, what did I say? No, 7. The top 7 foods. I'm sure I can go more and more. I just didn't want to overwhelm you. So I wanted to pick the top 7 that you could probably easily find in the grocery store so that you can start implementing right away. Okay, so if you're writing this down, grab your pen and paper now. I'm going to go into these. I want you to jot some of these down. And that way, when you go grocery shopping this weekend or today, maybe you're not listening to this on the weekend. Today, as you're listening to this, you are going to get so inspired. You're going to run to the grocery store or to the local farm and you're going to buy some of these. All right. First is, and I think these are the, if you don't start anywhere else, start here and focus on getting in cruciferous vegetables, if not daily, at least weekly. And what are those, you might be asking. So here are some that are, I would say, the top ones that you can start implementing now. Broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower. Why? They're all high in fiber. They include substances that increase levels of detoxification enzymes, okay? You can eat them cooked. You can eat them raw. They're both beneficial. Doesn't even matter the way you cook them. Just get these into your daily meal guide or, like I said, weekly. But we should be consuming at least 8 to 10 cups of vegetables a day. I know we're not hitting that, but can you start getting some of these cruciferous vegetables in? It will be really helpful to optimizing your liver function. Number two are beets. Beets are strong antioxidants. They help regulate the body's inflammation response, and then they support the repair of your liver cells. That's a big one. Again, you can eat these beets steamed, you can eat them boiled, you can eat them roasted, or juice them or throw them in your smoothie. It doesn't matter. These beets are going to support your liver function. Number three, citrus foods. So there's quite a few out there. Here's some that I suggest. Oranges, lemons, right? That hot cup of water in the morning with some fresh lemon in it, so good for your liver. Mandarin, lime, grapefruit. They all contain a chemical compound in their peel, actually, which is known to help reverse some of the damage done to the liver because of its high antioxidants. So you're thinking, she just said eat the rind, but eat the fruit and sometimes have the peel. How do you do that? Well, you can zest it, right? Throw it in some recipes, or, you know, take a little piece and throw it in with a smoothie, throw it in with your protein shake. Be creative here. I mean, if you have a Ninja or a Vitamix, that thing will blend up anything. Even if you make hot water with fresh lemon or lime or orange in it, you know, throw some of the peel in there with it so that it can steep. Number four is really, really good. You probably are getting this in already, but I would say if you're not getting it in fresh, that would be a great place to tweak here. So number four is garlic. Garlic is a powerful antioxidant, helps free radicals. Eating it raw 2 times a week is really beneficial. I forget this a lot. So, you know, I'm preaching to myself here too. So how could you get it in raw would be, you know, add that fresh garlic into the salad dressing, homemade salad dressing. Add it into guacamole. Combined it with some butter on toast or something. That makes it fancy toast. Or just throw a small piece in your mouth and eat it. Yeah. Yep, I said that. You do. Your breath might smell, but who cares? Because your liver is loving it. You'll thank me later. Watch, you're going to start sending me the emails that say, everybody says I smell at work like garlic. It's coming out of my pores. Then just back off a little bit. Don't have it every day. Okay, number five is fatty fish, such as salmon, sardines, or mackerel. So it's a great source of omega-3 fatty acids. They help balance fats in the liver. The results of this bring in higher good cholesterol levels. Number 6, leafy greens, especially, I'm going to highlight dandelion root, arugula, spinach, kale. They are all rich in chlorophyll. This is known to bind toxins, right? So if the liver is pulling out toxins from the environment, from foods, right? And you're helping that liver by eating these, because these specific leafy greens bind the toxins. So it's a lot of good support for the liver. Dandelion root and their leaves are really known for binding toxins. So really good to add in. If you don't want to eat them, you can drink the tea. They have a dandelion root tea. But just remember, everything in moderation, okay? You don't want to be dousing dandelion root tea 3 times a day, you know, maybe a couple of times a week for that liver function. But eating them, especially spring, I see them coming out summertime, usually at the health food store or the local farmer markets, getting the dandelion roots is really good for you, in the dandelion greens. Matter of fact, you can double dose the liver, because you can get the dandelion greens and saute them with fresh garlic. And now you got the double dose of helping your liver function. You like that? Which then brings me to number 7, because this could add in to this whole concoction I just shared with you. The dandelion greens with the garlic. And number 7 is olives or olive oil. So you can just cook that or saute it very gently with some olive oil, or cook it up, right? And then put some fresh olive oil on top. It's actually even better for you. Why? Olives and or olive oil reduces liver inflammation. When you use it fresh in a salad dressing, or, you know, you can just eat olives in a salad or by themselves, really good support for the liver and bringing down any inflammation in there. Okay, so I know I said 7 or 8, I wasn't sure, but I do have 8. This last one was hidden at the bottom of my page. This last one you probably know of. I don't know if you're getting it in a lot, but number 8 is turmeric root. Now, it is best in the powder form. If you wanted to have this as a capsule every day, great. It's also known as curcumin. This is helpful with inflammation. It also stimulates the production of bile in the liver. So it really does support liver function. And if you don't want to take it in a capsule, that's okay. Throw it in your recipes, or find some recipes that you can add some fresh turmeric, ground turmeric in. Matter of fact, I just made a meal tonight that had an Indian flair to it. And I just took some turmeric that I had and I sprinkled some on and mixed it in. No big deal. Great way to get it in. So now you know the importance of keeping the liver functioning optimally so that you can continue to lose weight and continue to keep it off. You know the 8 different foods that will support the health of your liver. And these are all, like I said, you can go buy at the grocery store, continue to get them in every day, every week. So I want to share Jesus in your liver right now. This is an amazing story. I love how God works. Basically, yesterday I was praying, Lord, you know, what do you want me to share in this week's podcast episode? I'm not sure. I'm not clear what that is yet. And I want it to be from you, right? I don't want to make something up and just push content out there. I really want it to be driven by the Holy Spirit. And I was reading the word yesterday, and I read John 9:6. And when I read this, it just hit me. Literally, if you could see my crazy, messy notes, I wrote John 9:6, use this concept to speak to going back to the basics, using what God created in Genesis to help heal our body. Speak to liver health and use natural foods that God created to support it. That's when I read John 9:6, that's exactly what I got to share with you guys. And then of course I teased it out and gave you a little more information. So I want to read this to you. Actually, I'm going to start in John 9:1-6. This is where Jesus heals the man who was born blind. Okay. It says this: as Jesus was walking along, he saw a man who had been blind from birth. "Rabbi," his disciples asked him, "why was this man born blind? Was it because of his own sins or his parents' sins?" "It was not because of his sins or his parents' sins," Jesus answered. "This happened so the power of God could be seen in him. We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. But while I am here in the world, I am the light of the world." Here is the verse 6. Ready? "Then Jesus spit on the ground, made mud with the saliva, and spread the mud over the blind man's eyes. He told him, 'Go wash yourself in the pool of Siloam.' So the man went and washed and came back seeing." And you might be thinking, "Andrea, how does this pertain to me and my liver?" Well, if you've been suffering with trying to lose weight, this definitely speaks to you, because regardless of the reasons for your suffering, Jesus has the power to heal you and to help you deal with this. And if you're struggling, instead of in the struggle and in that time where it just is like, ugh, this is so hard, instead of saying, you know, "Why? What did I do wrong? Why isn't this happening for me?" Instead, ask God to give you strength for the trial that you're in and a clearer perspective on what's happening right now. And specifically, John 9:6, specifically, I just want to speak to this part for a moment. When Jesus spit on the ground and made mud in order to repair this man's eyes, he was working with original materials, right? If you look back at Genesis 2:7, it says, Genesis 2:7, "Then the Lord God formed the man from the dust of the ground. He breathed the breath of life into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living person." God formed Adam's body from the dust of the ground. Jesus was demonstrating a creator's awareness of the materials he had first used to shape the human body. Jesus was demonstrating his Father's creative abilities. His demonstrating that the materials he used in Genesis to form our bodies is so powerful in our healing. He designed our bodies. He created our bodies. He also designed and created all of the food that I just shared with you to consume to support the creation he has created. So go get those things from the store, from the farmer's market, wherever you need to go. Start implementing them today. Support your liver and the health of your liver so that it just really does what God's created it to do, which is function optimally to help your body thrive the way God created it to thrive. And remember that the power of God is available to you and to me all the time. And so if you're needing your body to heal, you need your liver to rebalance, to, you know, reset, to be refreshed, ask God, ask the Holy Spirit to do that. He's gonna do it. He wants you to be healthy so that you can do what he's calling you to do. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for this time. Thank you so much for guiding my words and for guiding this entire podcast episode as you brought me to your word, and that word inspired this episode for helping to support, understand the liver and support the liver and its function to losing weight and to keeping it off. Lord, thank you so much for always guiding this podcast, for always guiding every woman that comes to this podcast. I know that you've drawn them here. So Lord, I just pray for every woman listening right now. Lord, I pray that you heal her. I pray that you heal her body. And if she does have fatty liver, that you restore her liver now in Jesus' name. I pray that you give her the self-discipline, the strength, and the drive to eat the foods that nourish her liver, that nourish her liver so that her body can function optimally, so that all of her weight loss begins to come off effortlessly. She no longer has to be bound by this, that she can begin to move with you in freedom. Lord, I ask that you change her taste buds, that you give her taste buds that want to eat good, healthy foods, fruits, vegetables, everything that I've shared today. Lord, give her the taste buds for those foods that you have created. And Lord, if she is bound by anything such as alcohol or sugar in any way, anything that really causes issues to your body, to your temple, Lord, I ask that you change her taste buds to not want that anymore. So that when she has these things, that she doesn't even want them anymore. Lord, break her free from those things. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Before you go, if you have been transformed or blessed by this, please subscribe, then go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a written review. It is the number one way that you can bless me and get the word out there to other women who are also seeking. Screenshot your favorite episode, share on your social media feeds, be sure to tag me, and I'd love to connect more often, so join my Facebook group. Until next time, remember God says in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you, my sister in Christ.